You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. You can also see the show today, Facebook live stream. Go to the River Talk Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page. And then you will see some idiot talking into a microphone. But I do have a great guest for you. He is Dolph Santorin. Full disclosure, he is not a Dimitri 2020 LLC client, but he is an advertiser on this radio station, and he is running for the Republican nomination for the 4th District House of Delegates in West Virginia. And he's a nice guy. And I would be more than happy to have his opponent come on as well. He's never reached out to us, and it's like, you know, okay, fine, you know, whatever. But Dolph is with us, and I asked him to join us. And I also have a call in to Tom Willis, his people, to get him on after the 8 o'clock news. We've not been able to nail that down yet. I don't know if we will or not, but we will certainly try. So more with Dolph Santorin. So, Dolph, as you were going around, did you get a general mood of the voters, what they are looking for and what they do not want?
I tend to deal in positives, and obviously the things they want are jobs. And the other thing, you know, more jobs in the area, because they want to end up seeing their kids and their grandkids stay here. Believe me, I understand that completely. But the other thing, you know, they're a little bit worried about broken promises right now. You know, the governor promised a reduction in income tax, and, you know, he put a number out there, which is 10%. We ended up getting 5%. And they're like, hold a second. Everybody down in Charleston is a Republican. How come he didn't deliver on this promise?
Yeah.
And I think that not only should we deliver on that promise, but my goal would be to eliminate the income tax completely. Because if you look at the states that don't have an income tax, people are flocking there. And specifically, I look at Florida and I look at Tennessee. And, you know, so many jobs don't require a place anymore. You know, you can do your job anywhere and live anywhere. And if that's the case, if we don't have an income tax, we'll have people saying, yeah, Wheeling, I like that. I'll live there. And that's what we need to get to.
No question. What do you do with so many of these so-called Republicans that are simply undocumented Democrats, these rhinos? Because that's the real problem here. What do you do with them? Because until you get rid of them, then nothing's going to change.
There are large swaths of the state where the thinking is, what are you going to bring home to the district? And, you know, I think that, you know, once we start showing them that bringing less back, i.e. finding tax dollars, you know, granted, we need to end up staying on top of things like roads. I want better roads. I want fewer potholes. I think we all get that part of it. All right. But what we need to bring home is less regulation. And if we bring home fewer taxes and less regulation, that's going to drive an economic turnaround. And once we start seeing that, those light red Republicans, as opposed to dark red Republicans, are going to come on board, because they're not going to have a choice.
Yeah.
It's always been about the will of the people, and the people want decent schools, decent roads, and they want to have jobs and economic growth. They want opportunity. And if you deliver that, you know, yeah, I want to put my arm around the shoulder of one of those, as you would say, around a rhino, and say, look over here. You need to do this. And they'll figure it out. They're not dumb.
Well, they're not a question of them being dumb. They certainly are not dumb. They are very, very smart, evil people, but they have a whole different agenda than what we have. It's not about jobs. It's about political control, about power. That's their motivation. And we are not the same. And that's one thing that a lot of Republicans, conservatives don't understand. We really are not the same. And it's not a question of, well, if they just simply understood about economics. No, you need to understand that a lot of these people care nothing except about power, political power. They don't care. You know, they could burn down the city. It could be all in ashes as long as they're in charge of the ashes. That's their mentality. I'm sure you've run into that with a lot of these politicians.
I think that, you know, even as this election is unfolding today, we're going to get rid of some of those people.
Who? It's not a joke. I'm serious. Who? Who are we getting rid of?
And I know it's not a joke, Dimitri. It's a very serious issue.
Who?
And you know what?
Give me some names.
I am so busy running my own campaign.
You're so full
I look
crap,
around.
Honest
but you know,
God.
What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to hand a grenade to somebody else's campaign.
I'm not a grenade. I might be a landmine, but certainly not a grenade. I mean, my goodness. It provides explosive device.
A landmine. Now, right. I'll comment on my own campaign. But, you know, I think it's fairly I think it is fairly obvious, you know, where the old guard is, and that they haven't been getting anything done, or that they voted against the tax relief that we so desperately need.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is out there, you know, we all make our own choice. And one of the great things about the voting booth is, you know, the government knows that you voted, okay, but really the public never finds out what you voted for or against. That's a whole different thing in the legislature. You can end up seeing everybody's line item vote on what they do in both the House and both in the Senate, all right? And you need to, especially for incumbents, if you're an informed voter, you need to know what your key issues are, and you need to know who you're voting for voted, all right? That's one. Two, if you're voting for somebody who's never held that office before, guess what you need to do? You need to end up looking at that and saying, wow, is this person who I'm voting for, does he have a better shot than what I've had before? And if the answer is yes, that's where you vote. And that's what I'm hoping that the voters come out for me. I hope the voters are saying, we've had the same old for a long time. It's time for something different. I'm going to vote for Dolph. And that's what I'm looking for.
Is this the first time that you've run for office?
No. I have run for office before.
Really? Where? Here?
Here. Same district. Well, it was different. It was different because we had multiple delegate districts. So what happened was, you know, top two vote getters, Democrat or Republican, ended up getting the position. It's only been a few years. And if you look, it's incredibly gerrymandered.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, the whole district is gerrymandered because you had two sitting delegates who lived, you know, their backyards were just about adjoining. And so when they ended up redrawing the district, gee, why am I not surprised? The line went right through their backyard.
Yeah. Do you think, all kidding aside, do you think you have a good shot at winning?
I'm feeling extremely good. I feel like I've run a good campaign. You know, tried to end up keeping it informative and factual, and that's where I am. And of course, you know, it ends with, the lobbyists who control my opponent getting negative in the end. But that's okay. Innuendo is what it is.
Yeah, I received something over the weekend. I forwarded to you some bizarre website that really was not done well, and the links, half of them didn't even work, and I was hoping they would all work because I'd have more material, more dirt on you, but the links didn't work, and it's like, golly, these guys can't even do guerrilla, you know, politicking right.
Three things, Dimitri.
Yeah.
All right. You know, A, the jokes that are there were 30 and 40 years old. Actually, some of them go back to the 70s.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you remember the 70s when we were teenagers. Anyway, yes, I have a sense of humor. Get over it.
Yeah.
Item two. Yes, I shot at a drug dealer in my driveway when he was here trying to sell drugs to my addicted son. And you know what? I'd do it again.
Yeah, we talked. We broke that story.
I would do it again in a heartbeat. And you know what? I'll go to Charleston and I'll fight to protect your kids from those drugs. That simple. All right. And number three, I was wronged by the Ohio County Republican Executive Committee. They refused to seat me after I won an election.
Why?
And I sued them, and I took it all the way to the state Supreme Court, and I won. And it wasn't just a little victory. It was unanimous. Well, there was a mistake on redistricting when we went from the multi to the single, delegate districts.
Okay.
And so with that, you know, it was really simple. You know, no, I'm going to take the seat. Instead, they wanted to end up offering me something else that was unacceptable. It was like, I won the election for this. I'm taking this seat.
Right.
And when they said, No, I took him to court, and I won.
And I won. Okay. And did the seat pay anything? What are we talking about here in terms of pay?
Zero.
What?
Volunteer position. Zero volunteer position.
You went to the Supreme Court and all the legal fees and everything for a position that pays nothing?
Yes, sir.
Why?
You know what? Somebody has to do it, and I'm somebody. And I think that that's what it comes down to. This was Dolph adding value because it was the right thing to do. And it was extremely important to me. Heck, if they're going to do this to me, and I've got resources to work with, what are they going to do to somebody who doesn't have any resources?
Sure.
What are they going to do to somebody who goes out, works hard to win an election, and then they decide that they can end up just throwing it away? No, that's not going to happen. And it was precedent setting, and I'm very happy that I did this, because somewhere else in the state, it's going to end up serving someone, and I think that's important.
No question. Help me understand something about the Ohio County Republican Party. Why is it so incredibly dysfunctional?
A series of marginal leaders.
A series of what? Of what leaders?
Marginal leaders.
Marginal leaders.
Lack of leadership.
All right. What are you going to do about it if you win?
You know, I'm going to be concentrating my time being the best delegate. I will continue to be involved in the Ohio County Republican Executive Committee. And what I'm going to recommend that they do is change who the chair is.
Who's the chair now?
And that's voted internally within the committee.
Who's the chair now?
Bob Lucchetti.
I'm sorry?
Bob Lucchetti.
And who do you want in?
I think Beth Hindbaugh would do great.
Oh, she's a cutie. I like her. Does she have strong leadership skills, though? Because she seems so nice and so not pushy. You need somebody who's really pushy. She's not pushy. She's a lovely human being, but not pushy.
Mm-hmm. She, you know what? She's got a full set of mom skills. And I love, you know, the mom skills. That's how you keep 9 plates in the air spinning at the same time.
Yeah.
And she's an organized leader and an organized. She runs a daycare. I mean, talk about herding cats. So if she can herd the cats at the daycare, she can herd the cats in the Ohio County Republican Executive Committee. I firmly believe that.
Wow. When is the election? How soon can we get her in here? Because, I mean, it's so dysfunctional. It's mind-boggling to me in this day and age that they cannot get their act together in Ohio County.
Well, what will happen today is we will have a primary election. We'll also end up with additional people in the Ohio County Republican Executive Committee. And when the new people end up being seated and take their seats, then there'll be action as regarding a leader. Hoping that we can end up making positive changes at that point.
Is it likely that you're going to replace him with Beth Hindbaugh? Is this a strong possibility?
Who knows? We'll see when we get there. You know, right now I don't even know what the room looks like, Dimitri. I mean, until this election goes off and we find out who won, then we'll know who's on the committee, right?
I guess so. Look, we're almost out of time. I always give my guest the last word to speak directly to my listeners, and many of them, of course, voters here in the Upper Ohio Valley, including the 4th District House of Delegates in West Virginia, Ohio County. So, Dolph Santorin, you've got roughly a little over a minute to say pretty much anything you want to my listeners. Dolph, my microphone is yours.
Vote for Dolph. I'm a traditional Republican. I'm your neighbor. You've known me. You've seen me around town. I'm out doing things. I belong to many of the same organizations that you do, and I have a skill set that will bring positive change to our district in West Virginia. I'm not a career politician. I am not owned by any lobbyists or special interest groups. And I've got 2 ears and 1 mouth. I'll listen to your concerns, and I'll take them to Charleston. Vote for Dolph.
If people,
how's that,
if
Dimitri?
Well, it's a start. What about call to action? How if people want to get in touch with you today, how do they do that?
304-219-3100. That's 304-219-3100. That's my personal cell phone. I call it the appendage, you know. How often do you go any place without your cell phone? And or you can email me. And Dolph@DolphSantorin.com.
And where are they going to see you later today?
All over. I have six stops before 2 o'clock. I have to do a little bit of business at 2 o'clock, and then I'm going to be waving signs out near Perkins on US 40 in Wheeling.
That's great.
With my family, friends, and some supporters.
By Perkins, they might be giving you donations, thinking you're homeless. All right, sir. You take care, and I wish you well. Good luck. Bye bye.
Thank you, Dimitri. Bye bye.
Good guy. Wish him the best, although he really should be a Dimitri 2020 LLC client. Oh, well.